Okay, thank you for holding.
Yeah.
So I could not get this company back to the phone because well, at first I couldn't get the customer to the phone. So I tried to get this towing and repair of Helena a credit card payment over the phone so they can go ahead and do the service. And their phone stopped working or whatever it was doing when you were trying to call. So Mr. Fontaine said he would wait for the service because it's so late. And
Okay.
so I did let him know that you were working diligently to try to get that done for him and you were on hold. So he canceled for today.
Okay. So what do we, so so can he, well, here's the thing. So even if I tried to make arrangements for him later tonight, tomorrow, Monday, whenever, it appears to me that Kohler Tire, who is one of my established and does 99% of every tow to my shop, I have never even heard of this other Helena towing company that you've said. I mean, I've never even heard of the outfit, and obviously the phone number doesn't go to anybody for
Well,
anything. It's
when you first called me, I spoke to the person there and they told me that they were looking for a credit card payment. And so I did speak to someone, but now the number won't go through. So I don't know.
It's just the Kohler tires, like I said, they're just such a huge outfit here that they handle almost every Meineke tow situation. But if there's certain vehicles that require a certain dolly or whatever, and they're still within my 5 miles, they should get paid the proper fees to service the vehicle. And that shouldn't be put on the customer. I mean, I pay $3,000 a week in franchise fees, so this annoys me. And this week has just been ridiculous. I mean, I have another vehicle after I'm still trying to work on this one that apparently still hasn't showed up, and I'm sure that's the same situation. Nobody followed up, customer got sick of it, and it reflects bad and negative for me here at Meineke.
I can understand that.
So
Well,
did he say he's aborting the mission today and doesn't want to wait any longer? Or, I mean, I can give him a call and ask him if he'd like me to try and schedule it tomorrow. But again, the problem lies if you guys, as the third party administrator, are not willing to give the Kohler Tire what they need for that tow to get it to my shop, then I'm still back at square one. I need someone to not be penny wise and pound foolish. I mean, my God, between the customer and I mean, I've exhausted almost 3 full days of work on trying to schedule tows to get them to my shop. This is ridiculous. And I know it's
well,
not you and it's
I
fault,
think
and I know
that
that.
I guess the problem for today is we're having some technical difficulties because this company was they were expecting a credit card payment.
Because, like I said, they're not a part of our Meineke Towing franchise deal thing, and Kohler Tire is signed up for that. That's why Kohler Tire and Auto is the first one that you guys usually reach out to, because they're signed up for the services.
I
And then, so
understand.
what's happening is now you farm it out to somebody else, they're getting paid whatever, X dollars. I don't know if they're getting paid more than what Kohler would get paid for, or what the deal is, I don't know.
It looks like they're
But
one of our preferred providers also, and that's why I don't think they knew that the guy who's working didn't know that, and he was expecting a credit card, but being one of our preferred providers, we send a PO and send them, their check later. And he didn't know that, and he was waiting on a credit card payment. So we
then he has
did send it to one of our preferred providers but first before skipping over Kohler.
okay.
As far as that $30 for the dolly's fee, I know we have had that problem before trying to get that, and I guess the argument that the customer should not have to pay that fee.
And it's a light duty tow, so I mean it's something that whatever Kohler Tire has to do to get it here, whichever, if they have to have a dolly or not have a dolly or whatever, that shouldn't go onto the customer, and it certainly shouldn't go to me, and it shouldn't be just then farmed out to the next person that isn't even a part of our umbrella of serviceability.
Yeah, that's not correct. That's not even our policy. That was an error now that I'm looking at it again, because the only time we charge them for those dollies is if it goes over the 5 miles, and they're under the 5 miles. So you're right. That was one of our errors, our agent error, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that should have never. I don't know what. Is it still time to get them to the Meineke tonight?
Absolutely. So here's the thing. See if you can reach out to Kohler. I'm going to call Mr. Fontaine on my work number here, and I'll get him on the line. But, well, let me get him on the line here.
Okay, I'll place you on hold, and I'll get the ETA for Kohler, because that definitely should – that was an error. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you for being diligent for your customer as well.
Yeah. Okay. I'm calling.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call Kohler.